Hello, I'm Veronica Erskersbrick. The Second Vatican Ecumenical Council in the Light of the Council Fathers. That's the title of a two-day international conference taking place in the Vatican as from the 3rd of October, exactly a week away from the 50th anniversary of the beginning of the first session of that council, which marked such a momentous epoch in the history of the Catholic Church. A conference sponsored by the Pontifical Committee for Historical Sciences, as well as by the Centre for Study and Research on Vatican II at the Pontifical University of St. John Lateran, one which, bearing in mind the teaching of Pope Benedict XVI, aims to launch a wide-ranging inquiry in an effort to explore the archives regarding the Council in each and every continent, with a historical, scientific approach rather than an ideological one, not by examining the more well-known and published works regarding documents, but by doing so through more private material, from the personal archives of the Church Fathers to those of the periti or theologians involved, to more local archives, among which those in what was considered at the time mission territory. Present at a press conference to introduce this two-day encounter in the Holy See's press office on Tuesday morning was the president of the Pontifical Committee for Historical Sciences, Father Bernard Ardura, who announced a permanent online database of the archives of the Council Fathers, soon to be made available to scholars and to the public at large, free of charge, with the intent of encouraging further research. While for his part, the director of the Center for Study and Research of Vatican II at the Pontifical Lateran University, Professor Philippe Chenot, highlighted during this same press conference the two different readings of the Council, one as an event and the other as a break with the past. The latter, promoted by the Bologna School, is not that, the professor pointed out, indicated by the magisterium of the Church under the pontificates of first John Paul II and then Benedict XVI. The name of the game, Professor Chenot went on to illustrate, is, quote, for historians of the Council to reconcile these two readings, not to write a counter-history, but rather more modestly to pick up on this historical inquiry on the basis of the widest ranging documentation possible, without entering into any prior ideology, so as to reach a more balanced and shared understanding of the event and the decisions taken. Starting anew from the archives of the Council, concluded Professor Chenot, that's the challenge that lies ahead. That's 50 years on from the first session of the Second Vatican Council, called for by John XXIII and inherited by Paul VI. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.